Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby!
Yo, yo, what's up, everybody? It's Andrew coming back at you with another episode of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be discussing the breaking news of strength and conditioning coach Chris Doyle resigning last night. Before we get into it, as always, if you want to support the channel, hit that red subscribe button and hit that bell icon if you want updates on the latest content. Okay, so strength and conditioning coach Chris Doyle resigned last night, and I am relieved, to say the least. I didn't agree with this hiring. For those who kind of don't know the backstory with Chris Doyle, he was a strength and conditioning coach over at Iowa. There was a scandal where he was accused of making racist remarks to players, and there was a settlement. I think he received like $1 million, and he was looking for a new job. They had a relationship, or excuse me, Urban Meyer had a relationship with Chris Doyle over at Utah. So, of course, Urban Meyer decides to hire him. And are we really surprised, honestly? No. I'm not surprised at all that Urban Meyer went forward with hiring Chris Doyle. Pretty much in line with his track record. Given the scandals with Ohio, or the scandal rather with Ohio State, he brought the coach from Florida, I think his name is Zach Smith, over to Ohio State, even after a domestic abuse allegation was brought up against him. And it just turned into a mess. Urban Meyer ended up getting suspended for like a game, I believe. And, you know, like I said, this was a concern of mine when we hired Urban Meyer. He's not a good culture guy. There's always drama in the locker room. Distractions. Does this team need distractions? No. This is a team that is full of distraction, or has had a lot of distraction with, you know, Jalen Ramsey fiasco, you know, Yannick Ngakoue wanting to be traded out of there, Leonard Fournette's off-season or off-the-field issues, Dante Fowler Jr.'s off-the-field issues. So this team has had a lot of distraction. Tom Coughlin, that whole fiasco where he was fining players. The NFLPA has said to steer clear of Jacksonville because it's not a place you want to go. And then we hire Urban Meyer, and then, you know, he starts off on the wrong foot by hiring Chris Doyle. So Chris Doyle has resigned, but I think the damage has been done, to say the least. Urban Meyer gave this press conference where the Jacksonville Jaguars, you know, media or Jacksonville media asked him a question about Chris Doyle, about the allegations, and Urban Meyer responded back and he said that him and Trent Baalke, the GM, and the owner Shad Khan had vetted this hire and that they believed it was a good hire. And my jaw kind of dropped. I was like, are you kidding me? Like, you clearly didn't vet this guy. So to me, it's pretty evident that Urban Meyer doesn't get it. Because anybody with common sense would know not to bring this guy on as a coach, given his track record, given that, you know, there was a scandal with him apparently making racist remarks to, you know, players, football players at Iowa. So I think this is a lot of Urban's ego. He just thinks, you know, it's his way or the highway. I'm going to do whatever I want. That's not the way it works in the NFL. So, you know, I'm not surprised by any of this. It's not a good way to start off. You know, it's not the right foot to start off on. And I think it's going to be a rocky ride. You know, buckle up, because I think it's going to get interesting. And, you know, kudos to the Jacksonville media, sports media, for bringing this up, because it did need light on this issue. And, you know, I'm relieved that Chris Doyle is no longer on the staff. Hopefully we can find somebody a good replacement. But this is where culture comes in, guys. It's bigger than winning. And a lot of people don't believe me on that. And they're like, Andrew, you're getting all philosophical. No, it's important to build a good culture. And Urban Meyer did not start off well with this. So I think it's going to hurt us in the long run, too, with trying to get free agents like J.J. Watt. You know, they see this kind of stuff go on, and J.J. Watt doesn't want to deal with the drama. You know, he's coming from an organization like Houston where there's, you know, internal strife. You know, their vice president, I believe, had resigned. You know, Bill O'Brien got fired, and apparently J.J. Watt had some words with Bill O'Brien. So I think it's going to hurt us, you know, trying to get guys like J.J. Watt in free agency. So we'll see what happens. Hopefully we can get him. But, you know, it's going to be difficult. We're going to be kind of picking up the pieces here. I'm still going to stay positive. You know, I'm going to give Urban Meyer a chance because I think he can do a good job. But, you know, it's just not looking good right now. So but let me know how you feel about this situation. Leave me a comment on the YouTube video or podcast episode. Share your thoughts. I'm very interested to see what people think. You know, come by Apple Podcast, leave me a review and some feedback. It always helps me when I put together these episodes. So, and if you do, send me a DM, let me know where you put the review. And I will send you a official Jaguar Podcast t-shirt or face cover of your choice. Stay safe, stay sane, stay healthy. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that Jaguar D coming up with the big sack. Quarterbacks beware, we on the prowl. Game day, night, you could hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel, so if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.